Thank you so much. Thank you for that reading. And again, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to do a commentary on that reading. And I always like to start with a verse on the top of the page. Again, it's from Psalm 119, verse 9. How can a man, a young man, keep his way pure? By living according to your word. This Psalm 119 is the longest psalm in the Bible, and it's a very wonderful psalm in that it keeps the reader, reminding the reader how important it is to stay in the Word of God. It refers, in fact, almost every verse refers to some teaching about the Word, and it even has a device, a mnemonic device, for those who know Hebrew, for remembering some of the things, because the different sections start off with the same letter at times. And so it is important now, and it was important then as well. And the Word of God really has been given for my meditation as a Christian. I came into my recovery through the 12-step rooms. My history was that I had had a weight problem, I used to call it, because I was continually battling with some pounds. I had and it escalated. First, it was like 30 pounds that I used to mess around with. Eventually, it got to 70 pounds overweight that I struggled with. And I came into the 12-step rooms, and eventually, by the grace of God, after many, many years, I learned the physical abstinence. I got physical abstinence from people who were very skilled at being able to teach me what I needed to do with the food. But I am so grateful because the Lord got my attention through the healing. Sometimes I think that my abstinence was a lot like what Jesus did a lot of times with people. He healed them physically before he put his spiritual program before them. It was almost like an attention-getting device. And I realized that that's really what the Lord had done for me, because even though I had been in a church, I was in a church all my life, I did not have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I did not quite understand his messiahship. I had heard ever since I was a child that, you know, Jesus died for my sins, but I had always qualified that, that my sins were not as bad as some other people's sins, like, you know, murder and things like that. And so I don't think on a subconscious level that I even felt I needed a savior, you know. Why would I need somebody to die for me? I mean, my sins weren't that bad. Once the food was out of the way, I could see patterns in my life. And that I could also see that even though I may not have gone as far as I could have gone, I certainly had the potential to go that way. And so when I finally heard the gospel, where it said that I had a sin nature, and that without Jesus, I would, I'm at the mercy of whenever sin calls to, you know, to follow it. And moreover, regardless of how hard I try in my own efforts, because I had tried so many things in the 12-step rooms, I had tried writing many inventories, which I had done, giving them away, and all those things helped emotionally, and they definitely kept me physically abstinent. Yet, spiritually, I still had moments of apartness, even more than moments. I knew that I didn't have that close relationship that I craved with God. And I did not understand what Jesus has said, you know, in his word. He said that, you know, no one comes to the Father except through me. You know, he says it in John 14:6. You know, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And so I had to finally come to understand that. And when I did, I am so grateful because he, in my own room, in my own apartment, I remember listening to the radio and hearing the gospel and falling on my knees and asking the Lord to save me. And he saved me. And it's exactly what the Bible says. His spirit has been placed in me. It indwells me. And I'm very grateful for that. Very grateful for the power that it allows me to have, the boldness that it allows me to have, the confidence that it allows me to have. I'm thankful for that. And as I learn more about this spirit, I grow stronger and stronger. That's why it's important that I study the Word of God. And I study it, and I also have to use it, because by using it, I realize that I need God more and more. The more I try to put my life in alignment to the things that I hear in the Word of God, the more I see that I need to stay close to God. It's like Jesus says, you know, he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. And he says that without me, you can do nothing. That was in John 15. And so I have to stay very close to the Lord. I want to stay close to him because I want to be all that he meant for me to be. I can do nothing without God, like I said. And when he upholds me, I experience his love, and that makes me love him more and more. And my abstinence is tied into that very closely, because clean abstinence shows that I definitely treasure the gift that the Lord has given to me. Complacency and abstinence would show ingratitude. So I don't want to be complacent about my abstinence. I want to do all that I can do to keep it clean, clear, and committed. And let me go to the verse a little bit where it says, how can a young man keep his way pure by living according to your word? I thought about the word young, and I realized that God in his mercy sent me to his word as a new Christian. When I was young in the faith, when I came to know the Lord, you know, 18 years ago, and I was very, very young, I'm grateful that my teachers were into the Word, and I followed in their footsteps. And so as a young woman in the faith, my faith grew a lot because of the Word of God that strengthens me, and it still strengthens me. It says, how can a young man keep his way pure? I went and looked in my favorite dictionary, the Webster 1828, and they talked about the word purity being unmixed. And as I read through the Bible a lot, I realize how mixing can dilute faith. And that was why in the Old Testament, whenever the Israelites, when they were coming into the Promised Land, they were told to destroy completely any places where worship was done, you know, on the false gods where worship was done, to tear down, as they used to say, the high places. And I realized that that was true in my abstinence, and it's true also in my faith. In my abstinence, I had to tear up all those little things that I used to love to do, you know, like watching TV and the commercials and lusting over that, and reading magazines and lusting over those, or trying to concoct something that tastes like what I used to not have, and blah, 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 blah. You know, I could not allow my mind to dwell in those kind of places anymore. And so the same thing is I noticed too in my spiritual life too, is that I have to keep my life pure in that sense, and that means my thinking more than anything. That when I realize that my thinking is off the mark, it's not godly, immediately I have to ask the Lord to please help me to get better. I know I was thinking that today I was it's very easy for my mind to go off into thinking, well, Well, look at them. They don't even like me. And they're trying to do so-and-so and X, Y, Z. And it was like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, why are you thinking this, Pat? You know, and it's like, don't even go there. You know, all right, if something is going up, the Lord would take care of it. I like it. It's, I think it's Romans, I think it's Romans 12, 19 through 21. I'm almost certain that's what it is. And it says, you know, do not take revenge, you know, leave room for God's wrath. And so let's say that I am in a situation where people are not necessarily being nice, quote unquote. The Lord would take care of that, you know, that it is His. He says it is mine to avenge, you know. And that verse goes on in that Romans 12, you know, about do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And so the purity in my life is in my mind. And so I don't allow myself to get into thinking that will get me all off the track. And so that verse says to, how can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. And that living is a big thing. You know, again, the Bible is not, you know, entertainment literature, period. You know, I mean, I shouldn't say period, because the truth is that it is entertaining, but I mean that it's not only entertaining. I don't sit around and just go, ooh, nice, you know, reading it like a magazine. That I have to take the Word of God and use the Word of God. So I have to live according to the Word of God. And if I make up my mind to live according to the Word of God, again, I cannot do that outside of the Spirit of God. And that's why I love to get all people into the Word. Please, the Word is powerful and active, as it says in Hebrews 4:12. That's what I have to keep in mind, you know, that the Word definitely is powerful and active. And if I can bring a person to come to the Word itself will show areas that need help. If the person is unsaved, they will realize that they can't do it, you know, without God. And so they will eventually come to know Him. And if the person is saved, they will also know that they need the Spirit of God. And so they have to learn how to cry out for a filling of the Spirit. You know, as I have shared, that once they become Christians, the Spirit does indwell them, but they can turn up the volume in the Spirit, you know, overflowing in their lives. And so that's part of their growth, is to really keep in step with the Spirit, as it says in the Bible too. In the reading, it talked about, says, one of the first things I learned was the importance of reading the labels. And I still do that today. I don't want to have sloppy abstinence, and I know that there are certain things in my abstinence that we don't eat, and even though my head could say, oh Pat, you know, please, you've had 22 years of abstinence, you don't need to do blah 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 blah. Yes, I do. I need to do it for many reasons. One is humility. You know, the humility of being teachable, to not stop being teachable, but also to keep in mind that I am part of a community, and just as people supported me when I was first coming around, I want to be there for others as well. And so, yes, I do what my group does, because I am grateful for the abstinence that they teach me, and so I do what they ask me to do. It says, in my Christian walk, I have learned to watch out for things that might lead me down a sinful path. And like I said, definitely my mind can be that sinful thing that can think of stuff that is really off the wall. I mean, that's another thing I have to say, honestly and truthfully. I used to, when I was a new Christian, when I would have those horrible thoughts, I would get into panic mode, thinking that something was, oh, you know, how could I have dared to think such a thing? You know, and I have to, you know, again, I have learned so much now about flesh. Flesh is flesh, you know, and it's still there. And so that's why the Bible tells me to be alert. And so when the thought comes in my mind, I just say, Lord, please, I am so sorry for thinking that. I don't know where it came from, but I need you to please take it away from me. You know, I don't even need to sit and waste time, you know, trying to puff myself up to think that I'm beyond crazy thoughts coming into my mind. All I need to do is to cry out to Him and ask Him to take it. And so I also have to watch what I let my eyes gaze upon. So the media, I find that the media, there's so much on the media that even seems a little like the Bible says in Timothy, you know, having a semblance, you know, having a semblance of, you know, what I had learned in the Lord. But when I on close inspection, it is one of those devils masquerading as angels of light. People can say even the right words, but again, to really see if they are living the word that they talk about really helps me to stay on the right path. And staying in the word myself helps me the most, because then whatever they say, I can put it in light of what I'm learning in the Lord's word. It says in that third paragraph, the Bible has become my standard. And I'm grateful for that, very, very grateful again, because there is so much out there that if I did not know the Word of God, I could easily be led astray. And it talks about sin, and sin does have the power to destroy. Because I belong to Jesus, the devil can never have me. He can never take away my eternal life, and that is with the Lord. You know, that when I die, I will be with Him. But he certainly can mess up fellowship and mess up my effectiveness as a witness if I do not watch the sin in my life. You know, I was writing in my journal this week, and the thought came to me, you know, the devil doesn't put his foot in the door just to leave it cracked open. You know, he doesn't just go, oh, well, I'm just going to put my foot in the door. This is all I'm really needing. You know, please, he puts his foot in the door so that eventually, when I am off guard, he will stronghold that door, knock it down, you know, and come in to kill and destroy all that he can possibly do. You know, whether it's my witness or talents or confidence or anything, you know, he wants to do that. And so I cannot allow that door to be cracked open even with a toe, you know, that I really have to do my legwork, which is staying in the Word, because staying in the Word again helps me to talk to the Lord, because the Word of God gives me voice. It helps me to know exactly what to say and what to ask for, but it actually helps me to hear from God too, because He speaks to me through His Word. I'm going to stop there. I'm going to see if April is ready. She may not be, because she just came into from work, and she might need to eat her dinner and then share at the very end. But I'm going to ask April.